Alion Energy is launching a new program for customers who want more of their electricity to come from renewable sources. The program called Beyond Solar could get underway once a new solar power plant in Dubuque goes online in the fall, but a challenge from environmentalists could stand in the way. IPR's Joyce Russell has more.
At a recent workshop at the Iowa Utilities Board, Alliant Energy Vice President Janine Pentikoff made the case for Beyond Solar.
We're really excited to offer this option to customers who are interested in participating in a solar-based offering. It allows them to make an environmental difference if they aren't able to put solar on their roof.
So if the board agrees, Alliant customers would pay extra on their bills to help recover the cost of a $10 million, 22-acre solar power farm in Dubuque, Alliant's first large-scale solar project in the state. Alliant Regulatory Affairs Manager Jason Nielsen said it's a big deal.
We felt we had this local resource that customers would be excited by, and we wanted to allow customers to share in that experience.
Under Beyond Solar, an Alliant customer would buy a 1 kilowatt block of solar power for about $13 a month, which is what it costs Alliant to produce it. A typical customer could purchase 5 blocks and be able to say their entire bill is paying for solar. It's Alliant's approach to community solar, a concept gaining popularity nationwide. But Josh Mandelbaum at the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Des Moines is urging the board to turn the project down.
And our concern is that customers will buy into this because they think they're going to be, and they want to be, helping add renewables to the grid. And as near as I can tell, this doesn't add any renewables.
Iowa law requires utilities to offer so-called green pricing programs to spur new development of alternative energy. But Mandelbaum says the Dubuque facility is happening with or without Beyond Solar, so there's no net gain for the environment. And he says it's not a good deal for consumers. With other community solar projects in Ames and Cedar Falls, for example, customers are buying shares in solar facilities to recoup their investment over time.
We've seen this in Iowa, we've seen it in Minnesota, we've seen it in other states, that you can have community solar programs that allow customers to benefit so they get some credit on their bill. Those projects are viable.
And, he says, not just for smaller municipal utilities. But Alliant says the municipal projects get some price breaks that they don't get. Again, Jason Nielsen.
I think we would have loved to have offered a product with a 10 to 15 year sort of payback range, but on a cost basis, we couldn't find a way to make that work.
But skeptics question whether Alliant is providing customers with enough information about installing their own rooftop solar. Other groups, including the Iowa Environmental Council and the Sierra Club, have weighed in. The Iowa Consumer Advocate wants customers to understand the difference between Beyond Solar and Alliant's already existing green pricing program called Second Nature. The next step in the controversy could be a hearing before the full utilities board. Board attorney Ben Flickinger is hoping that Alliant and the program's critics can work something out on their own.
We generally like to let the parties, if they can reach a settlement, that's preferred to going to a full hearing.
Meanwhile, Janine Pentikoff says Alliant is making plans to let Beyond Solar participants show their pride in supporting solar energy.
They can advertise their participation through a window cling. We'll have newsletters. They'll be able to participate in the ribbon cutting for our Dubuque Solar project.
And participation could be high. Alliant says some 87,000 customers have expressed an interest in community solar. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.